James. Mr. James, do you have any openings for an all-night disc jockey there at CKXL?
I said it couldn't be Roger Clark.
Why couldn't it be? How's it going up there?
Oh, just fine, Roger. Nothing we can't handle. It's going along very nicely.
Good. You're probably wondering why I'm calling you.
Yeah, I was wondering. Why are you calling me?
You left in a hurry, remember?
Yeah.
I had a part-time job at the Acme Collection Agency, and you owe a couple of restaurants and a gas station a total of $403.18.
I do? When did that happen?
No.
That's why I left.
That's why you left, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I'm really calling you, right? Is that it, Keith?
Well, that's kind of interesting. Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't heard from you for a long time,
well,
Roger.
WGH is hitting its 50th anniversary. It was back in 1928, October of 1928, that GH went on the air.
I forgot you were that old, Roger.
It was Mal that was helping me hold me up with a microphone to talk.
I see, okay.
Mal Powell. I had Mal Powell on earlier in the program.
Yeah, very nice.
Here's some of the old Rudy Valley records and things like that. I remember those,
Nelson. Oh, sounds good. It was really good to hear from you.
Oh, good hearing from you, too.
I left there in 1964 and came to Canada.
Yeah.
And went into programming up here and worked a bit as a disc jockey, but mostly into management, and now am running a radio station in Calgary where the Stampede is.
Right.
And I hear from the odd old friend down there. I've talked to Dick Lamb a couple of times and Gene Loving. We've bumped into each other at the odd broadcasting meeting here or there. Things are going very nicely for me, but I have a lot of fond memories, the good old days at GH.
Are you
down
there?
At Skateland.
Oh, yeah, Skateland. There's a Skateland burnt down, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a pretty hot place. So
kind of cool
there on Friday and Saturday nights. And,
are you on the air at all now?
Pardon?
Are you on the air at all now?
No, I don't do anything anymore. I'm the general manager.
All right, so just sit back there and smoke cigars,
right? Right. Yeah.
Good.
And, I can finally remember the roller coaster ride. We set the world's record there with the 666 miles, I think, 1,000 rides on the old Ocean View roller coaster.
Yeah.
999 of them with Sharon K. Potter.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Who was the teenage sidewinder that year.
Yeah, that was bad. What year was that?
Oh, that had to be about 1963, summer of 63.
Is that right?
Well, yep, the year before the Beatles.
As of this year, Ocean View was closed down.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, the Labor Day was the last day for the old roller coaster, and that's just been torn down, and they're not quite sure, I don't think, what they're going to do. They'll probably try to get some motels in there and look at a city beach.
Yeah, well, send me a 2x4 or something from the old roller coaster,
right? Okay. Sure enough, we're warm.
And as a matter of fact, you know, we never registered that. That ride officially was the Guinness Book of Records, but it wasn't really broken until last year. From what I saw, the Guinness Book broke until last year.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was the time we were locked up in the cage of Janus Shopping Center. I can remember that with the mystery keys.
Uh-huh.
And the days of selling silver dollars for a quarter.
That's right.
And let me see, what was the big skating rink in Norfolk?
Mercury at Wolf's Corner.
Right, Mercury. I understand that's still going.
That's under a different name, but it's got the location, right.
And those are a lot of good Friday and Saturday nights there. And, some fond memories of Calvert doing afternoons and me doing evenings. And, let's see, you were on the all-night show. George Crawford was in the morning. Gene Loving was in there in afternoons, too, for a while. And
Don Owens.
Don Owens, who left us in a motorcycle accident, I guess.
That was down in Florida about 6 years or so now.
Yep. And
one of the things I remember about you, Keith, you were the first guy to wear Beetle boots before the Beatles did, remember?
Yeah, I had Beetle boots.
You had
that
right. From when did you get those, anyway? back in 62 or 62.
Well, I told everybody they were Beetle boots. Actually, they were Spanish flamenco dancing boots.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Jose,
I got them off of a Spanish flamenco.
Did I? Look at Keith wearing right now. What is that? I don't know. I had boots there, and all of a sudden, the next year, the Beatles came out, and they were wearing them.
Yeah. Roger, you might be interested to know, and some of our listeners back there, but I now have a son who's a disc jockey in Edmonton, Canada. And another, Keith Jr., and another son, Sam, who is a disc jockey in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's where Art Linkletter started.
Is that right, Moose Jaw?
Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Mm-hmm.
There really is such a place.
There really is. Someone told me about me. I know it was. I was talking to Dick Lamb a couple of days or so.
Yeah.
He mentioned that Something about Moose Jaw. I'm not quite sure what it was now, but he did mention Moose Jaw.
Dick Lamb and I had a trip up through California. You know, Dick and I never worked together at GH. He worked there about 63, and then I replaced him when he left.
Yeah.
And then I was there for about 4 years, I was there from 63. Then he came back and replaced me.
Right, uh-huh.
So we never worked at the station the same time, never met.
Never met?
Until a year or two later, we met at a convention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Keith,
I understand he's quite a television star now.
Well, he has just retired from that, and now has his own radio station. Well, Keith, thank you so much. I really enjoyed the talk here. And
well, Roger, it's nice to hear from you, and in case you ever really put this on the air, I'd just like to say that there were a lot of fond memories, and if anybody remembers Keith James back there in the area in the early 60s, I hope they remember it as fondly as I do, because it was a great time, and never will forget it. And by the way, I'd like to say hi to my second wife, who's probably listening. She lives in Norfolk now, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wants to send you a postcard.
That's not to be confused with my first wife or my present wife.
Oh, okay.
The middle one, Nancy, is
and
there.
And any lawyer that wants to contact you can get you at where? The CKXL?
CKXL in Calgary. Anybody, I'd be glad to hear from anybody, anytime.
All the former fans of Keith James can go.